USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is now opening the door to the U.S. Postal Service getting a cash infusion. On CNN's State of the Union, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said President Trump would sign a bill that includes such funding if Democrats negotiate a fair COVID-19 relief package. And Meadows accused Democrats of trying to make political hay out of the crisis concerning Postal Service funding.
What we're seeing is Democrats are trying to use this to their political advantage.
President Trump's younger brother, Robert Trump, has passed away at 71. The president had just visited Robert Trump at a New York City hospital Friday. There's been no disclosure of his illness, but reports are he'd been battling health problems for months. President Trump's Democratic rival this November, Joe Biden, offering his condolences at the news in a tweet he sent this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Shots were fired when two opposing protest groups clashed in Portland, Oregon yesterday. Members of Patriot Prayer were demonstrating against Antifa and criticizing recent Black Lives Matter protests when a counter-protest by Black Lives Matter began nearby. One witness has said someone started spraying bear mace in the crowd as well. One day after the 9/11 Memorial Museum announced it was canceling the annual Tribute in Light because of pandemic concerns, outside organizations say they'll make sure the display happens. The Sergeants Benevolent Association Police Union and Tunnel to Towers Foundation saying that they will make sure the twin beams of light shine into the nighttime sky from Lower Manhattan on September 11th. This retired FDNY firefighter says it's important.
The lights are an amazing way for people to remember those who were lost on 9/11. They're inspirational.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hundreds of thousands of California residents experiencing a second day of rolling blackouts yesterday. KCRA in Sacramento reports over 270,000 Pacific Gas and Electric customers had their power shut off for at least 2 hours yesterday. The utility says the power went out at about 6:30 local time last night after the California grid operator declared a Stage 3 electrical emergency because of increased demand. An intense heat wave largely to blame for that triple-digit heat expected to linger in the west through Wednesday. The combination of high temperatures, light winds, and wildfires in the state likely producing some of the worst smog in Los Angeles in a decade. One of the more unusual stories out of this year's Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, at least that we can talk about here, is how an Iowa woman is lucky to be alive after a bison attacked her at the nearby South Dakota Custer State Park. The 54-year-old woman had been traveling with a group of motorcyclists when they stopped to snap some photos. Videos posted to Facebook like this one showing the bison mom snagging horns in the woman's belt loop and flinging her around until her pants come off.
Oh, my God! She's unconscious.
Probably.
Oh, my God.
Witnesses say the fact that her pants did come off is why she was able to survive the attack. The woman was flown to a hospital, but police later said she was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.